Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm Kara Rota, and I'm here today with Liz Thorpe, national cheese expert and former vice president of Murray's Cheese. Liz co-authored the Murray's Cheese Handbook and is also the author of a memoir, The Cheese Chronicles. She's currently working on her third book, an extremely useful guide for the modern consumer on how to buy, eat, and cook with cheeses, which will actually be published by Flatiron Books, an imprint of Macmillan. Today, Liz is here to talk to us about how to put together the perfect cheese plate. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks, Kara. Great to be here.
So let's start with how many cheeses should be on a cheese plate. I never know if I'm buying two types of cheese to really showcase or 10 different things that people can kind of mix and match.
It's tempting to buy 10 when you get to the store, but I wouldn't recommend it. 3 to 5 is my guideline. You want to have enough cheeses to have diversity, but not so many that you overwhelm your guest. Another thing to consider is whether you're serving this as a meal unto itself, or if it's a course that's coming after a delicious dinner, you're going to want to moderate your portions. So my guideline is 1 ounce of cheese per person per cheese.
And how do I know what to buy? I find myself trying to vary the colors and the textures, but I always feel like I'm doing that more for the aesthetics of how it looks on the plate rather than for flavor.
No, I'd say that's your gut's taking you in the right direction, actually. A conventional wisdom for putting together a great cheese plate is to give a range of styles and textures. So that might mean something soft and creamy, something blue, something stinky, which are generally the orange-rinded cheeses. Another thing I like to do if I'm hanging out with super geeky food friends is to do what's called a vertical tasting, where we will try 3 or 4 or 5 cheeses of a similar style. So 3 brie-like things, and to have a chance to really compare and contrast, what is the milk difference? What is the textural difference? That can be fun too.
So what are some of your specific cheeses, your top 5 cheeses to feature on a cheese plate?
Well, if I'm going to do my traditional sort of intro to the world of cheese, I want a range. So I want a cow, a goat, and a sheep, and I want different styles. I like some of my favorites right now are a cheese called La Tour, which is sort of brie-like, but more like cheesecake, actually, that's made in Italy. I love a Vermont Blue from Jasper Hill Farm called Bailey Hazen. It's a cheese that will convert any blue cheese hater. And then probably I would pick something soft and stinky. So the French Epoisse, which comes in a little wood box, you scoop it out. That is definitely on my top 10 cheese list.
And I know this is always sort of an awkward struggle when people are trying to cut pieces of cheese and don't know whether they're supposed to eat the rind or don't know how much of the cheese is actually edible.
Yeah. Do I eat the rind is probably the number one question people ask me. And the answer is, if you want to eat the rind, go right ahead. First of all, it's totally a matter of preference. I try to encourage people not to eat the rinds that are made out of wax or have cloth on the outside. They do exist and they're not very tasty. But in general, I find that the rinds that are sort of soft and thin and skin-like are generally more edible and actually add a lot to the flavor and the complexity. The rinds that are sort of hard and thick and sharp-edged are generally more like, they taste kind of like dirt generally, and they're often not so great. So I cut those off myself.
So what goes on the actual plate aside from the cheeses? Do we need props? Do you need those special little knives or the little signpost labels that go in the cheese?
Yeah. I mean, well, there are like on the market now lots of cool things for serving cheese. So you can get these like blackboards where you can write the name of the cheese in chalk, or you can get little signs to stick in them. Actually offering your guests multiple knives is a legit thing to do. You don't really want to have a blue cheese and drag that salty, strong flavor through this really creamy, delicate brie-style cheese. So different knives is really a practical tip and one that I encourage. And then I do like to have some things to pair with cheeses, but don't feel that you need to provide one pairing for every cheese. If you have 5 cheeses and 5 pairings, that gets a little bit too much. So I stick to a basic baguette or water cracker, and then a sweet condiment, maybe like a fresh fruit or a dried fruit, a savory condiment like a green olive or a cured meat, and then I really like pickled things, something with acid. Cheese has got fat and protein, and you need something acidic to help cut through that.
I've been seeing a lot of really fun pickled vegetables lately, like pickled cauliflower I'm really into right now.
Yes. Pickled fruits and pickled vegetables are definitely on trend right now. And there are beautiful, sort of like every region of the country is doing their own take on that. So you will find a vegetable or a fruit that makes you happy. I know you will.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure.
And I'm really looking forward to trying out these tips.
Yeah, you got to eat some cheese. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Clever Cookster today, and be sure to keep an eye out for Liz's new book. Tune in next time for The Clever Cookster's quick and dirty tips from the world's best cooks.